In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you noticed in last week's bulletin, 24 new babies were born to us in this parish in the past year. And I would like to therefore speak to you about the raising of children. The raising of children is of grave importance because the parent is the proximate formation of the child. You are the sculptor with the chisel in your hand. And although you may receive many instructions on how to do it, nevertheless, you are the one who is doing it. And the eternal salvation of the child, by the ordinary means of providence, rests with the parents. Yes, it is true that God may extraordinarily rescue someone by a special efficacious grace from the dregs of a bad childhood. But ordinarily, the salvation of a man by divine providence is dependent on, to a great extent, how his parents raise him. The health of the church rests with the parents. For the church consists not merely of buildings, but consists primarily in the strength of the spiritual lives of its members. And the fortunes of the church rise and fall according to the way in which parents raise their children. Now, in order to understand how to properly raise children, you must first understand what is the goal. And the goal is to make your children good Catholics. For eternal salvation is the only important thing in life. All of the worldly honors, goods, and pleasures do not amount to a hill of beans in comparison to the loss of one soul. What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Our Lord said. And Catholics have lost sight of that central important fact. And many Catholic families who are otherwise pious and good have subordinated the considerations of the faith and eternal salvation to the consideration of worldly accomplishments for their children, honors, money, jobs, and take more delight in those worldly accomplishments than they take sorrow in the fact that they have defected from the faith. The Catholic faith is the means of eternal salvation. And if, therefore, the goal is to make your child go to heaven, then it is by the Catholic faith and the practice of the Catholic faith that he must go. And therefore, what the parent must do is give the faith to his child and also give him the example and instruction on how to lead a good Catholic life. That is the single goal. Everything else falls into place, even their worldly needs fall into place under that goal. Now, what is the means of achieving this goal? The means are these. They are very easy. Discipline and piety. Discipline and piety. And I will explain these. Discipline has both a positive and negative side. The negative side of discipline is to uproot all of the effects of original sin. Think of a bird. A young bird in a nest. The mother bird trying to teach the bird to fly. Suppose that little young bird had leaden weights on its wings. There is nothing that that mother could do for that bird as long as those leaden weights are on the wings. So also the effects of original sin weigh down and impede the spiritual life of the young baptized child. And unless those effects of original sin are actively removed by the parents, that child will never progress, but rather will fall into mortal sin and will learn a life of sin. And those effects are primarily pride, above all pride, which is manifested when the baby says no for the first time. Concupiscence, gluttony, impurity, the ease of this life, avarice, and in short, all of the capital sins. These are the things which must be expunged from the soul of the child. And it happens through discipline, which is oftentimes not very pleasant. Do not hesitate to use corporal punishment with your children. It is a necessary thing that we must do, even though it's very unpleasant. However, understand that corporal punishment and any other kind of punishment is not discipline itself, but rather is the instrument of discipline. The real discipline is the standard of behavior that you set for your children. That you demand of them. And this standard of behavior must be clear in the mind of the parent and must be constantly held out. And I say constantly, that is, held out with constancy. With sameness. All the time. The same thing. Always. St. John Bosco said that the price of education is constant vigilance. And by education he meant the upbringing of children. That we must constantly watch and correct and demand a certain behavior of our children, certain attitudes. This is the formation. This is the chisel hitting the marble. And very often parents will think of themselves as disciplinarians who occasionally will blow up in a fit of anger and discipline or attack is a better word, their children with excessive corporal punishment when there is no justice involved. That is, where they have tolerated or overlooked the misdeeds of the child for a week or two and then in a fit of anger will punish something that they see. That is not discipline. That is a form of brutality. Rather, the child is not an animal, but understands in his own little way justice, virtue, punishment, reward, good and bad. And these spiritual notions must be taught to him and demanded of him, and it requires that you be a just judge and that you mete out just punishments and just rewards, for it is as much a part of justice to reward the good as it is to punish the evil. And if your discipline is meted out with justice, your children will grow up strong in that virtue. Despite all of the effects of original sin, we all desire to be good. And a child desires to be good, and he's happy when he knows he's good. And he's unhappy with himself and hates himself when he knows he's bad. When, therefore, the parent makes the child good, forms the child in justice through discipline, he makes the child happy, and there is an atmosphere of love. But when the parent neglects the child, either through his own selfishness, his own carelessness, or for a false desire for the love of the child, which simply ruins the child, resentment follows, because the child understands that he is not receiving the most important thing from his parents. He may be receiving food, shelter, and clothing. He may be showered with those things. He may be surrounded with money. But the most important thing he is missing, and a spirit of resentment is the result. The positive side of discipline is the inculcation of virtue. And the three principal virtues to inculcate are faith, hope, and charity. The three pillars of the spiritual life, the substance of the life of the soul. Faith, hope, and charity. By faith they should understand to see invisible things, to see God. To see God in all things. To see the truths of the faith with the light and the eyes of their mind illumined by this supernatural virtue. And to put the things of the faith in the highest place in their lives. And there again Catholics have fallen down. There is many a good Catholic family, otherwise fervent and pious, but which has placed the interests of the world over the interests of the faith. Where they hold out to their children accomplishments of the world as the most important thing. And very often you see good Catholic young men grow up to be sports freaks or have such great obsessive interest in worldly things that their faith often dies. Or young women growing up and caring only about their hair or what their face looks like or what they have on. Their faith becoming very secondary. And that is the fault of the parents. Whatever faults you see in your children, you must blame on yourselves. And that does not mean that if a child after adulthood should sin gravely, that that is the fault of the parents. What I'm saying is, in your young children, the faults that you see, you must blame on yourselves. And your young children, for everyone has a free will, and even someone raised in the most pious Catholic family can, through his own fault, lose the faith or lose love of God and fall away. By hope they should learn to tend toward the next life, and not this life. And by charity, they must order all things to God, all of their love to God, and love God above all things, and sacrifice their lives, if necessary, for love of Him. That is discipline. The other thing that must be given to children is piety. And piety is prayer. It is the natural consequence of the love of God. You must teach your children to pray. For the faith, hope, and charity without prayer dies on the vine. It shrivels up. And therefore, this natural expression of love of God, the family rosary, the visits to the Blessed Sacrament, prayer before and after meals, the discussion about the saints and the things of God in the home, the visibility of the crucifix and other statues of Our Lady or other saints, where the home is truly a hearth of the faith and of love of God. This is what must be done. Firm habits of prayer must be instilled. And love of God, where their delight is to be with God. We do what we delight in. And their delight must be the love of God. Which brings us to the pitfalls. Typically, parents will do one or the other, but not both. That is, either will do discipline and piety, but not both. By lack of piety, what happens is that the parent will teach the children their catechism, will give them good discipline, will rid them of the effects of original sin, but will not give them this interior expression of love of God, so that the faith becomes as dry as dust, as parched as the sands of the desert. It becomes abstract and has nothing to do with this life. And these souls commonly get so involved in worldly affairs when they grow up that their faith is way down on the list of priorities. And they go to hell reciting their catechism. They know their faith. They've been given it all. But they go to hell because they do not have a delight in the things of God. And they are choked by worldly interests. Because there's no piety in the home. There is no joy in the things of the faith. And the other pitfall is the opposite. That is, where there is a great effusion of piety, many rosaries, many pious conversations, but where there's no discipline, where the parents do not uproot the effects of original sin in their children by discipline, or where they are not taught real virtues, but rather where their souls inside are mush and have no strength against temptation. And these souls go to hell too. They go to hell saying their rosaries. In this sense, that they are full of effusive piety, but they become attached inevitably to impurity and they become slaves of impurity. and cannot find within their souls the power to break, because they have never been taught discipline. Their souls are mush, and their devotion, because of their love of mortal sin, is and becomes hypocritical mush, and is displeasing to God. And worst of all is the parent that gives his child neither discipline nor piety, and that is to raise a pagan. And there are many of those, unfortunately. And if you take 5 or 10 minutes occasionally to think about the Holy Family, you will learn what you must do. How beautiful the Christ child must have been. Beautiful in his divine virtue, a delight to all around him, a source of contemplation. We would have been dumbstruck if we had walked into the house of Nazareth as these doctors in the temple were dumbstruck by him. The beauty of his virtue. And then if we turn and think about our Blessed Lady, what a jewel of a mother. How conscientious she was to inculcate virtue in her divine child, to teach him his prayers. To form the Sacred Heart. For God in his divine providence left it to her and to Saint Joseph to form the human virtues of our Blessed Lord. And Saint Joseph, think of him. That God chose him to be the protector of these two treasures of heaven. His humility, his goodness, and yet his strength. His uprightness of character and strength of character. That it behooves a father and a husband to have. Which is so sorely lacking in these times. Where through the error of our times, men have relinquished their roles to women. And where women follow not the precepts of the gospel, which make them strong, but rather the weaknesses of their nature, which make their children into victims of softness, impurity, gluttony, worldliness. All effects of original sin. St. Francis de Sales said, and I've said this to you before, that it is the effect of original sin in women to want to manipulate men, and it is the effect of original sin in men that they permit women to manipulate them. So remember to think about the Holy Family from time to time. Your obligation as parents is included and summed up in that little family in Nazareth. Just come and think about those virtues, and you will learn far better than from my sermon or from any book that you will read. You will learn far better from your little meditation on the virtues of those three persons what you must do as parents in order to go to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.